asked Hernandez how he identifies.
So one time one of my managers asked me, no joke, what part of Mexico is Puerto Rico in? People don't know much about it here. And, like, definitely there have been people who have just assumed that I was Mexican and stuff. But sometimes it's funny, like, I've said this before, and, like, now I've come to terms with my own personal identity, but for a while I almost felt guilty or, like, a bad Puerto Rican because I don't speak Spanish. Growing up in the Bronx, everyone's, like, Boricua as fuck, and, like, I definitely did not carry myself in the way that a lot of other people did. It's, like, I kind of felt, like, a little bit of shame for that, but it's, like, it shouldn't... It doesn't matter, like, the things that I'm into, whether I listen to salsa music or not. I mean, I definitely, like, should try to immerse myself in that culture also, but it's also, like, the blood is still running through my veins. Like, I need to portray it in my own way and not be ashamed of it. At least for me personally, what I've, as I get older, I realize it's, like, I just need to be true to myself and just, I don't know, as I get older, just embrace who I know I am on the inside.
Where do you want your art to go next?
Well, as awesome as, like, it is showing work here in Columbus, like, I want to move on. One of my big goals is, like, being from New York and, like, New York being such a big and important city of art, like, I really want to have a show there. Yeah. That's, like, I mean, and, like, anywhere else I can. I was lucky enough to have, like, my first big solo show outside of Ohio earlier this year. I had a show in San Antonio, Texas, which was pretty sweet. But yeah, I just want to keep showing in other cities. I have ideas of, like, wanting to do, like, a pop-up road trip kind of show. So just, like, setting up maybe, like, 6 shows throughout the United States and just driving from each one and doing, like, weekend shows or day-long shows in each one or something like that. I realized, like, I drove Molly's car down to Texas, and she has a small Honda Fit, and I had a full art show in the back of that car, along with, like, mural supplies and stuff, too, because I painted some, like, walls when I was down there. Just gotta be efficient with your packing. It's like Tetris or Jenga or something like that. I don't know.
Thanks again for joining Dímelo Columbus, and check in again next week for more from Columbus's Latino community.